Impartial analysis of Measure L. Alan J. Smith, City Attorney. This ballot measure, if adopted by the voters, would add an ordinance to the Watsonville Municipal Code imposing a cannabis business tax on cannabis marijuana businesses which operate inside city limits. The ordinance authorizes the City Council to set a maximum tax rate of no more than $20 per square foot per year of cultivated cannabis plant area, a maximum tax rate of not more than 2.5% of gross receipts from the manufacture or processing of cannabis, and a gross receipts tax of not more than 10% of gross receipts from the sale of cannabis. The ordinance defines cannabis and business together to include all conduct within the city relating to cannabis. All cannabis business tax revenue will be deposited in the city's general fund. General fund revenue is used by the city to pay for the provision of municipal services to city residents and visitors, including the provision of essential city services. Because the proposed cannabis business tax would be imposed for general municipal governmental purposes, the ballot measure proposes a general tax, as defined by Article XIII of the California Constitution. The City Council voted to approve the proposed tax, but it can only go into effect if it is also approved by a majority of voters at the November 2016 election. Accompanying this measure is a non-binding advisory measure asking voters for guidance on how the additional revenue should be used if the voters approve the measure. In particular, voters are asked whether, if the measure passes, their preference is that 20% of its proceeds be used to pay for law enforcement and crime prevention services, 15% to pay for fire services, 20% to pay for community development, 25% to pay for parks and community services, 8% for the city libraries, and 12% for nonprofit social and community services. If the tax passes, the City Council may be guided by the voters' decision on the advisory question in deciding how to use the revenue. However, the City Council is not legally bound by the outcome of the vote on the advisory question. The City Council can use the revenue collected as a result of the measure for any lawful city purpose. You can vote yes on the tax and no on the accompanying advisory measure. For the ballot measure to be adopted, it must receive a simple majority yes vote, in other words, more than 50%. A yes vote approves the proposed cannabis business license tax. A no vote means there will be no cannabis business license tax. This ballot measure has been placed on the ballot by the Watsonville City Council. The above statement is an impartial analysis of the proposed cannabis business tax on cannabis businesses ordinance.